Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Hello and welcome to a special episode of
Fingers on Buzzers.
Oh, it's a lovely, that was gorgeous and quite echoey because we're in a very beautiful big wood panelled room to mark a very special occasion, which is
we're joining the Masons.
It does feel like we're about to roll up our trouser legs and get somehow inducted.
Or chair a council meeting. That's what it feels like.
It is. But it's actually a rather lovely office at our publisher's offices because this is the Fingers on Buzzers book special.
Yeah.
Yes, we have written a tome.
Here it is. That's what it sounds like. Hardcover, lads.
And then that's, if you flick through the pages, ooh, it sounds like that.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
And it's coming out next week, but it's available to pre-order right now, which is what you should do.
Yep.
And we, over the next little while, will talk you through what's in the book, what to expect, and then we've got some extra bonus quizzes that aren't even in the book. Ooh.
Coming up after this.
Yeah. So our book, Fingers on Buzzers, a celebration of the Great British Quiz, has a few elements, doesn't it, Jen?
It does. It's an amalgamation of everything we've learned and everything we've found out while making this podcast from episode number one through to today.
Roger Tilling.
Roger Tilling was our first big guest on this. He even gets a little shout out in the book. Yes, yeah, so we're doing the quiz show nostalgia that we cover, picking out the things that we've learned from our guests, the bits of behind-the-scenes gossip.
Things like Anne Robinson cannot say Greg Ruzetsky.
This is true.
Love that fact. That's in a bit.
Imagine if she was commentating.
Yes, that's why she's never made it as a tennis commentator. Well, there's another few words that she can't say, but I've forgotten what they are, but they're
cutlery,
in the book
anyway. Antarctica.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, anything that might be tricky to say at speed. She put on a list of banned words.
Yeah. yeah, so yeah, that's the kind of gossip that you'll get. And we've got some of our very favourite people contributing. We get quite a lot of mentions of Ben Shepherd and Les Dennis, I'll be honest with you. And unsurprisingly, because Jen's involved, Michael Sheen crops up a fair amount as well.
Just a few times.
So to start this episode off with a quiz, I thought since we have written a book, I have put together some other people from the world of quiz who have written books.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to test you, Jen. So these are mostly quiz show hosts. In fact, these are all quiz show hosts who have put pen to paper or finger to keyboard and created books.
Oh, this is exciting.
Okay, so your first one is, some of these are autobiography, some of them are other books. This first one is an autobiography. It's Crying With Laughter. Whose autobiography was called Crying With Laughter?
Oh, someone with tragedy and comedy in their background, it sounds like.
Well,
or more just comedy.
I mean, I wouldn't say a massively tragic figure. Okay. Brilliant, one of the all-time great game show and quiz show hosts.
I'd have to say Bob Monkhouse, then.
You would be right to say Bob Monkhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you another autobiography. This is Size Matters Not, is the name of which quiz show host's autobiography.
I remember seeing this in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
It was Tenable host Warwick Davis.
It was Tenable host.
Lovely.
Warwick Davis. Okay. This one is another autobiography. Memoirs of an Unfit Mother.
Oh, this is the aforementioned Ms. Robinson.
Memoirs of Gred Rzetsky. I couldn't say it then. I said Gred. Gred, get
there you go. That was her problem with it.
Yes, yeah, she's absolutely right. It's a very hard thing to say.
Ban this sick tennis player name.
I'm going to give you one that is not an autobiography now. Okay. This is Black Gold, The History of How Coal Made Britain.
Wow. Mm. Now, this sounds like someone who has an interest on the side in history and sort of politics sort of stuff. So I'd say someone like Paxman.
It exactly is Paxman.
And I know he's written quite a few books.
Land of the Midnight Sun, My Arctic Adventures.
Oh, an adventurer.
Mm, who is an adventurous quiz show host?
Ben Shepherd.
He is, but it's not him.
Who else goes on adventures? All I can think of now are cartoon characters that go on adventures.
He's kind of, you know, officer class, off, you know, very good at, yes, I'll be off in the Arctic, having a marvellous time, thank you.
Xander.
Yes.
I got it from that.
That's not how he sounds at all, but
officer class, though, definitely.
Right, now I'm going to give you some novels. Abduction. Now, this is a quiz show host who wrote the novel Abduction, the plot of which is, when Laura Rainsford finds her husband in bed with her sister, she never expected that the discovery would result in her imprisonment and the forced adoption of her son, Felix. So that is, it's a male quiz show host.
I was going to say Anne Widdecombe.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's not.
Oh, it sounds like a proper thriller, doesn't it? Oh, wow.
This is someone who's turned their hands to a few different employments, and his quiz show host tenure was one of the shortest of all quiz show hosts.
See, if you weren't gendering this person, I still would have said Anne Widdecombe.
Yeah, I know. It fits so well.
I don't know.
It is Robert Kilroy Silk.
Of course.
Is there no end to his talents? Okay. A Time Before Genesis. It's a novel. It's a tale of secret societies, occult espionage, and the coming of an antichrist.
Wow.
There are echoes here of many Christian eschatological conspiracy theories and some good research or imagination on the author's part when it comes to modern-day secret societies and occult orders.
Wow, that's very deep.
Mm.
Stephen Fry.
No.
Sounds like something he could get into, though, doesn't
it? Really does, but, well, I'm just going to tell you, it's Les Dawson.
What?
Yeah. Right, I know. What? Les Dawson wrote a few novels and various books. And check it out, A Time Before Genesis.
I'll have to find that. That's
Let's
intriguing.
Go back to autobiography. Whose autobiography was called Must the Show Go On?
Must the Show Go On? Oh, that sounds quite sad, doesn't it?
There are sad moments in it, but there's a lot of happiness. And oh boy, is he riding high now. Oh. Friend of the show.
Is it Sir Les Dennis?
It is Sir Lesmond Dennis, that's right. It's a brilliant book. Okay, this is another autobiography. Everything is Everything. It's a very recent one.
I was going to say, it rings a bell. I feel like I've seen it on the shelves.
He's a newish host of one of the nation's favourite quizzes.
Oh, Myrie.
It is. That's
Sir Clive Myrie again. It's inevitable, isn't it?
Sir Cliveden Myrie.
It's on my Christmas list, is that book? It's,
yeah.
It looks very interesting.
It looks very good. Okay, not autobiography. Oh, no, it is sort of.
Semi-autobiographical.
Yeah, okay. Here's one. Blue Skies and Black Olives. Now, it is kind of autobiographical, but it's about this person building a house in Greece with their son, I think, or renovating it. It's some sort of Greek adventure. Another journalist. So we've had Paxman, we've had Myrie. He's on in that sort of world of serious news person who has become a quiz show host, now retired.
And now retired. Henry Kelly.
No, Henry Kelly's How Stormont Fell was on my list, but I knew you'd know that one. It was John Humphrey's Blue Skies and Black Olives. Okay, two more. Firstly, Scotland, The Story of a Nation.
See, if I wasn't going down the quiz show host, I'd say Andrew Marr straight away for that.
You would.
But he's not much of
it's not.
Quiz
I'll give you a clue.
And...
he's another one of the hosts of a show that we've already had two hosts of.
Magnus.
It was Magnus Magnusson, and I'll give you this one. This is a novel. It's called An Act of Treachery, and the plot is Catherine Dessin, a young French girl living in Paris during the occupation, falls for an older married German officer. The novel examines the tensions this causes within her family of patriots and resistance workers.
Oh, wow. Oh, who on earth would have written that? Anne Widdecombe.
Yes, finally. I didn't want to give you any clues because I thought, well, you've said it so many times. All right, I tell you what, since the audience, I can hear them shouting, more, just one more. How to Identify Prints, a complete guide to manual and mechanical processes from woodcut to inkjet.
Oh, I thought it was going to be How to Identify Prints.
Prints as in just purple rain.
Purple clothing.
Yes.
Guitar.
The smell of patchouli.
Yes.
I would imagine. So, How to Identify Prints, PRINTS, a complete guide to manual and mechanical processes from woodcut to inkjet.
Wow.
I mean, it's no crime with laughter, is it?
it's not gripped me in the way that some of the others have.
Who's the nerdiest quiz show host of all time?
Who had all time
great interest in art and restoration and
Bamba Gascoigne.
Yay! There we go. 10 out of 10. Well, I hope that you at home also guessed Anne Widdecombe for every single.
She could have written any of them.
She could. Memoirs of an Unfit Mother, possibly not, but other than that. Well done to everyone at home for playing along. Now, Jen, the subtitle of our book, Fingers on Buzzers, is a celebration of the Great British Quiz.
Yes.
And it is that, isn't it? But it's also, as well as nostalgia for quizzes we have loved, there's also stuff in it about how you can host your own quizzes at home.
Yeah, we've learned a lot of lessons from going back over our old favourite quiz shows of, you know, what makes a good quiz, what you can use from that home, what possibly could be done better. So we tried to sort of take away our favourite lessons from the quiz shows and give some top tips on how you can incorporate them into a family quiz at home or your PTA quiz or work lunchtime quiz, whatever it is, taking the lessons and, making the best quiz possible.
Shall I read a little bit from the book? Shall we take some of our favourites? So this is a little bit about Ask the Family. The show ran from 1967 to 1984 with host Robert Robinson and has been rebooted with Alan Titchmarsh and Dick and Dom at the helm. There were two teams of four players, usually a mum and dad and their two teenage children. The original version was much derided because it generally featured only terribly nice middle-class nuclear families, endearing dweebs, basically. Not the 9 o'clock news parodied it with a sketch where all the contestants were quantity surveyors, including the children. The standout element was a picture round where teams had to identify a familiar household object from an unusual angle. This is a really easy one to do at home, especially now we all have camera phones with zoom lenses, and it's even better than the TV show because you can use it to poke fun at each other. Oh, that's the toenail clipping that Dad left on the bathroom sink.
There you go.
So that's the kind of thing. A little bit of nostalgia and then a little bit of handy hints for what you can do. Have you got a bit that you'd like to read, Jen?
Yeah, on a similar theme from the same chapter about sort of intergenerational quizzing, we chat about an old favourite of ours, Run Around. It was hosted by comedian and actor Mike Read, better known in later years as Frank Butcher in EastEnders, and was again based on a successful US format. Groups of kids were asked a general knowledge question with three potential answers, and they had to run to a specific area marked 1, 2 or 3 to signify their choice. Just before the answer was revealed, Mike would shout,
"Run around now!"
giving the players the chance to quickly shift answers and confuse their opponents. Everyone who stood in the right spot would get a coloured ball to put in a tube. At the end of the game, the player with the fullest tube would win. The best moments in this show were when one maverick child would stick to their chosen answer in the face of everyone else deserting them and be proved right. There was often chaos as the kids tried to trick each other by standing on the wrong answer until the last possible second. If you're organising a quiz outdoors, especially with energetic children, it could be great fun to replicate the gameplay by making your contestants run around the garden. You could even do it indoors, as long as you don't mind vases and lamps going flying when players make a last-minute dash to the right answer. This is an evergreen, if exhausting, format. We even played a version on a cruise ship recently, and it's as fun and tense as ever, especially with adults who have been on a drinks package.
Yes, so that's the kind of thing you can expect. A lot of reminiscing about both Mike Reeds. Mm-hmm. They're both in their R-E-I-D and R-E-I-D. And some nice fun tips. So one of the things that we talk about in our book, Fingers on Buzzers, is the difficulty and pleasures of selecting buzzers and things at home.
Yes, we can't all have a rigged up, elaborate system.
Like
in
you
our
do.
Living room, like I do in every room, basically.
Yes, yes.
Anything even just sounds like a normal buzzer. Like, this was extracted from a game, I believe.
Yes, I can't remember where I got that from. That was from some other board game. It's the classic.
It's a big red button. You can buy those kind of things, but that feels a little bit like cheating, especially when you need to source maybe half a dozen buzzers on Christmas Day afternoon after you've had a couple of sherries.
Well, we have, on the podcast in episodes past, as you will know, improvised with buzzers. And one of the ones that people always use at home is the classic, that's me tinging on a glass. Because, as you said, you've had drinks over the Christmas period. Why is it not a good idea to have tinging on a glass as a buzzer noise, Jen?
There are various risk factors involved, especially when it's a particularly tense moment in the quiz and everyone's rushing, and you might use a heavy metal object against a delicate wine glass. Mm. Wine goes everywhere, or Ribena, whatever you're drinking.
Baileys.
Your pint of Baileys.
On Christmas Day, yeah.
it's dangerous in that regard. But also, if everybody's doing the same noise, you won't be able to tell who buzzed first.
Mm.
So maybe consider having a variety of different sounds available, not just the clink, clink, clink. Also, you might make people have a sort of a triggering effect and go back to wedding day and having to kiss somebody.
Someone might make a speech, which nobody needs that. Want answers.
No.
Now, you have talked as well about the fact that you can handicap better players by
having a more complex buzzer.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. So I have brought along a selection here. Of right, this is an ocarina.
Oh, wow.
It's lovely, isn't it? I've got a train whistle.
That takes a big puff, that, as well. You need to get
it
a big
does.
Inhale.
And I have got a duck call.
I thought that was a vape.
Did you know what? Why don't vapes have built-in duck call sounds? There we go. That's our question of
That'd
the day.
That would be beautiful.
So now, which of those would you give to the strongest player and which would you give to the weakest player?
Whichever one is the most complex to get the sound going. So I think that the train whistle is quite a chunky item.
It is. You've got to take a run-up.
And you need a big inhalation before you buzz, so to speak. I would say, and also have them leave it on the surface. They have to pick it up each time.
Yes.
So it's gonna buy an extra couple of seconds maybe for the other players.
because this is a chunky item to pick up. Okay, and then finally, I've got the recorder. Nothing to do with the podcast. I just really wanted to play the recorder. So I hope you'll enjoy
that. In a way,
that
is a handicap for everybody playing the quiz.
It is, isn't it? Nobody needs to hear that. I really just introduced the recorder, Jen, because I had a little quiz I wanted to do with you, which is I am going to play you theme tunes from three different quizzes on the recorder, not having prepared anything.
Okay.
And you have to guess what they are.
You ready? Good luck, everybody. Okay. Yes. Oh, wow. That was an even more tense version of the theme to Countdown.
It was tense, wasn't it?
You'd be disappointed if that was your timer. You're trying to work out a word.
Let's just make it done. Stop. I can't concentrate. Okay, very good, very good.
I mean, that's the opposite, because that's more soothing than the Mastermind theme tune.
I thought I started off pretty well on that one, and then it all fell apart. Well,
thankfully, the opening notes were all we needed. Ladies and gentlemen at home, she did not prepare. She really did. Let that be evidence.
Okay, I'll do you one more.
That was gorgeous. That was definitely
that almost
millionaire.
That almost worked. It was millionaire. Well done, Jen, for getting those. Well done if you got those at home. And I think we've proved that you should never have a recorder anywhere near a quiz.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now, of course, the Fingers on Buzzers book is packed with questions.
What book about quizzing would be complete without questions for you to use at home?
And yes, we have provided some, but we don't want to spoil those, do we, for our listeners?
Keep them fresh for you.
So what we thought we would do is, in keeping with our love of all things vintage, I've dug out some of my old vintage quiz books.
Lovely.
Here, and I'm going to get you to do from the Blockbusters Gold Run quiz book.
What year?
It was released in 1982.
Okay, the year of my birth.
Oh, no, hang on, no. That's the central logo copyright, it was 82. 86.
Oh, I'll stand a chance then.
Yeah, you were four, so it'd be fine.
I was quizzing by then, don't worry.
So, 1986. I'll do you like a complete gold run.
Okay.
Well, I've just picked one randomly. Okay, it's going to be quick fire.
Tense.
FP. What FP is a pile of wood for burning a corpse in antiquity or in parts of Asia?
Funeral pyre.
Yes. HM. What HM is the French wife of King Charles I?
Henrietta Maria.
ADL. What ADL means a life of misery associated with canines?
A dog's life.
It is. DS. What DS was a pupil of Glazunov who composed a seventh symphony known as the Leningrad?
Dmitri Shostakovich.
Yeah, Dmitri, who knew? IVV. What IVV is the Latin phrase meaning that you blurt out the truth when drunk?
Oh, in vino veritas.
Oh, it's very true, isn't it?
In vino
veritas. It's very true in vino veritas. NG. What NG is mostly methane and often found with petroleum? Amanda's pointing at herself. We've all been there. We've all had those windy...
Noxious gas?
I want to say natural gas.
Natural gas, but, yeah. Noxious, though.
Noxious gas is what's emanating from me and Amanda's side of the table. TR. What TR is the name for the German state under Hitler?
Third Reich.
Indeed. WB. What WB is the star-turned-director who won an Oscar for Reds?
Warren Beatty.
Yeah, good question. CN. What CN is the stone spike from Egypt that's no good for sewing?
Cleopatra's needle.
Oh, isn't it though? Oh. EL. What EL is the most cherished possession in the form of a young female sheep? What?
Used lamb? I don't know. What?
What EL is the most cherished possession in the form of a young female sheep?
I don't understand.
No, I don't know. We'll come back to that. JOA. What JOA was born at Domremy in about 1412?
Joan of Arc.
Yes. PG. What PG is the landlocked sea behind the Strait of Hormuz?
PG. It's gone. No.
It's a landlocked sea. I don't know.
Wow.
RAC. What RAC means loaded with money like a king of Lydia?
Riches Croesus.
Yeah. VP. What VP is a favourable position for viewing an event or a situation?
Viewpoint.
I'm going to go vantage point, but vantage I point, think there's lovely, room yeah. for debate yeah. there. BF. What BF invented the lightning conductor?
Benjamin Franklin.
DBM. What DBM means the verdict of killing by accident?
Death by manslaughter? I don't know.
Yeah, or death by misadventure?
Misadventure,
I don't know.
Yeah.
GH. What GH means money given on retirement or redundancy?
Golden handshake?
I believe so. What ML? What ML is the emblem of Canada?
Massive log. Oh, maple leaf.
Massive log.
Moose leg, I was also thinking
moose
that.
Leg. Got a massive moose leg. OTT. What OTT means walking quietly and surreptitiously?
On tiptoes?
I guess so. TH. What TH was a fearful Greek wooden gift?
Trojan horse.
That's your gold run.
Hey, must have made it across, surely.
About 10 times. You made it there and back and there and back again. So the contentious ones were... She flicks to the back of the book. Yes, funeral pyre, Henrietta Maria, a dog's life, Dmitri Shostakovich, in vino veritas, natural gas, Third Reich, Warren Beatty, Cleopatra's needle, ewe lamb. So, what EL is the most cherished possession in the form of a young female sheep? Maybe, oh, you're my little ewe lamb.
Oh.
PG, Persian Gulf.
Oh,
is the landlocked sea behind the Strait of Hormuz. It did say vantage point, but I would think viewpoint would be an equally good one. Benjamin Franklin, death by misadventure.
Nice.
Golden handshake, maple leaf, not massive log. Or moose leg. I think this, I demand a recount. And then on tiptoe and Trojan horse. Yes. Well done, Jenny Ryan. And there is, in fact, a blockbuster-style quiz in our book. I don't know if we've mentioned it often enough. Fingers on buzzers.
A celebration of the Great British Quiz.
So, excitingly, Jen, this book comes out next week on the 12th of October, as we're recording. But there is a way for people to get their hands on it sooner. I mean, firstly, you can pre-order and
you never know.
It will arrive when it comes out. Yeah. So, you know, or... We are doing our brilliant live show at the Museum of Comedy on Wednesday, the 11th of October, which is in London.
In that London. Very central, though.
And we're going to have some books available on the night there to buy, aren't we?
A whole day in advance of the rest of the country.
Yes.
The world, in fact.
The world is agog, is waiting.
And we do have some brilliant guests. I'm very excited.
Absolutely the best. We've got Charlie Higson, who is a very clever man, very knowledgeable.
He's beat
and
me
a
on
delight.
The chase.
Has he?
Yeah.
And well, we can thrash that out. And then we've also got Tim Vine, our very favourite merry jokester, darts player extraordinaire, and quiz show host of one of our favourites ever.
Yes.
Whittle.
Oh, I miss Whittle so much.
We do. So if you miss Whittle too, come along to see us at the Museum of Comedy. Charlie Higson's going to be brilliant. Jenny and I will be there. Amanda will be rocking it as usual. Whoop, and whoop, whoop. And you'll be able to get your hands on early copies of our book, yeah. Fingers on Buzzers, a celebration of the Great British Quiz.
Yeah, grab your tickets. That's the 11th of October at the Museum of Comedy.
And then buy the book on the 12th or before, if you like. So that's it for another edition, a very special edition of
Fingers on Buzzers.
Woo!
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.